Okay, well, this is Rodrigo, and this is the meeting of the programming committee of the National Board. So, it's today we're gonna. Basically, what we need to do is first thing is, do we have a list of the members that belong to this committee? Any acting secretary right now? Or that?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? Okay. Yes, you want me to call the roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Jessica Polinar, KPFT. No Jessica. Okay. Rodrigo Argueta, KPFK.
Present.
Okay. And present. And Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Jim Brown, present. Okay. Janet Coleman, WBAI. No. No, Janet. Okay. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Benito, present. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Vanessa's here. Reggie Johnson, WBAI. No, Reggie. No, Reggie. Okay. Kim Kaufman from KPFK. Kim Kaufman. No, Kim Kaufman. Fred Klunder from KPFK. No, Fred. Okay. George Ryder, KPFT. No, George. Adriana Casanave from KPFT.
Present.
Oh, present. Adriana, present. Myself, Nancy Saibar and I, Chomi from KPFT, present. Eric Ramey from WPFW.
Present. It's actually Ramey, but I'm present.
Ramey is present. Okay. Eric Ramey is present. John Riley from WBAI.
Present.
Present. John is here. And Serene Roberts from WBAI.
Present.
Present. Serene is here. Steve Pride from KPFK. No Steve. Okay. And David Welch from KPFA. No David. Okay. We have made quorum. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Did you call Jim Brown?
Yes, he answered.
Oh,
yeah.
Jim okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, it's how much time do we have for the meeting? We have
63 minutes.
33 minutes?
63 minutes unless we want to extend.
We don't have an official time. We're here until we say we're done.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Now, my question would be, since this is, I think it's the second time that the programming committee has been really meeting. Now, was there any agenda developed for the meeting, or do we have to develop one?
Eric to the stack. Eric to the stack. As I recall, there was an agenda that we previously were not able to complete, and that it was decided that the remainder of the items or the rest of the items would be continued on this conference or at this meeting.
Yeah, I was not sharing the last time, but I think Mr. Jim Brown, can you remind us, if there were some items that we needed to also include? I know that one of the items, that we did talk was to call for a meeting of the task force, right? That was one. And then also, I think there were some other issues, but if anyone can remind me, please?
You did chair the last meeting.
The last one? No.
We had the election. It was on there. We elected you, and from that point, you began chairing.
I was driving, actually. Yeah, okay. If you remember, I was driving. I said, I cannot share.
Benito to the stick.
No. Yeah, Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I think Jim continued to chair because
okay.
Rodrigo was driving or some kind of problem.
Okay. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
The only notes I have was that we had a large discussion about the Spanish language program, and we went into some other things, but I don't remember what they were because I was chairing and I didn't take notes. Did you have it, anything, Nancy?
Well, I'm looking. I'm searching.
Because at that point, yeah, Rodriguez, right.
If I
could, not do it.
There was going to be the discussion about these committees of a future radio station in terms of the changes of the programming, but I don't know who was the. I think there was a motion that was approved before, you know, that in order to do changes in the programming, you know, there has to be like a kind of you know, a discussion among the programming committee of the local station board and a council for programming and stuff. I don't have that. You know, the notation is very clear. So that I kind of remember that we had that before, and there was going to be some discussion about it. Besides that, I don't have anything else, you know, other than the Spanish language programming and the task force. You know. So anyone remember something else?
Adriana for the staff.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Rodrigo, before you came in, we were discussing just that. We know that the program councils were supposed to be implemented, was a mandate from the PMB last year, and we have one of our actual PMB members from KPFD, Mr. George Ryder, that I think that we need to work in that program council because for whatever reason, he said that he's not able, and I think that other stations neither, they are not able to enforce the program council that should be implemented according to the PMB mandate. I think that this program committee should really look into that and see what we need to change or what we must change to make that a reality.
Yeah, okay, correct. Okay. I agree. If anyone else wants to add something else, so let's, if it is okay with everyone, we'll add, you know, that discussion after, you know, the task force for the Spanish language programming. We can, you know, maybe touch that issue at the programming council. Is that okay for everyone?
Nancy on the stack, according to my notes here, that one member, I think it was Serene, said we need some input from the programming or governance, and she wanted to, the motion was flawed, perhaps, that we should review the program council design, but it's already been passed by the PMB. I'm just a little confused here.
Well, basically what Adriana was talking is about the implementation. Even though it was passed, I agree with Adriana that one of the issues about that, and maybe we can talk a little bit later, is that, you know, program directors do not pay attention to it. You know, they don't care. You know, that, you know, somehow that has to be enforced. I mean, they can exist. They do exist, you know, this a motion, but it's not respected, you know, per se, right? So if that's what I'm saying, if we can like talk afterwards, so first of all, I would like to, if there's nothing else, then just do a brief, you know, like I was doing at the beginning, you know, a brief introduction of the, you know, the Spanish language programming, you know, when it was developed, because that was one of the main issues that, you know, we had last time that we talked, and then we can go to the programming councils. Is that okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Is that okay for everyone?
Makes sense to me.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, at the beginning, when we started, you know, talking at this meeting, I was introducing, you know, briefly about how this motion or how this proposal for implementing the Spanish language programming and the network was developed. And it had to do with the motion that was actually approved in 2006, and it did have, you know, a very inclusive connotation, because it did include like all different expressions of Latin America and the Caribbean and, you know, everywhere pretty much, you know, Central South America, in terms of news, in terms of, you know, arts and, you know, but also, you know, it was also for the community that was, that speak Spanish too in these areas too, and Chicanos. So this motion was approved and actually was implemented for a while only during the morning hours, and then they were removed somehow, somewhere down the road, you know, like, I don't know who has the story, but they removed actually the implementation of this motion and the programming. So one of the programs that was Informativo Pacifica that was aired in the different radio stations, you know, I'm not so sure if it was everywhere or not. So it only remained in KPFK, and then they cut it by half hour, you know, was 2 hours. It was like half hour every day, and then they cut it to only, it was 5 days a week, and then they just cut it to 4 days a week. Informativo Pacifica still remains late at night at KPFK, but it doesn't go anywhere else. It's only there. So in 2011, when we were in Washington, and many of you remember that was the most recent motion, we approved another motion which had to do with, you know, implementing a 5 hours of Spanish language programming at all radio stations. The difference was that in this case it was 1 hour a week, right? And but it had to be between 6 a.m. to 9, because what we found out was that, you know, most of the programming in Spanish, in some areas, is just really late at night, right? Or even like in the really morning, 2 a.m. Like in Texas, I think they had some, I think Adriana knows, you know, some, but it's 2 a.m., right? So what's the point? So it was approved in 2011, it was approved. But when the then ED was given, you know, the motion to be implemented, she never did, right? She never did want to implement it. She never directed the GMs to start doing the work. How it was crafted? It was crafted the way that it was much more inclusive. The difference was that the 2006 was kind of developed in KPFK, but this one, 2011 motion, was to be developed at each radio station with their own way, you know, their own, you know, expressions, you know, cultural expressions, you know, racial expressions. So every radio station will have the ability, or will have, you know, the competence to develop their own way of implementing these hours. However way they want to do it, but it did have to be really inclusive. That means, you know, that the management and, of course, you know, program directors were supposed to make an out call to the community or organizations in the community who wanted to develop these programs, so they could develop some pilots, some proposals in terms of, you know, the impact that they think it would have in the communities, and, you know, how it was going to be delivered, the content, and the type of you know, the type of programming. So it could be news, it could be art, it could be like different programming, but not only music, right? I was one thing that we said, well, it's good to have music, but we also have to talk about the situation. That's one of the main things. So now, in somehow 2012, when the majority of the PMB was by, you know, the people who did not vote for it, then they turned it down, right? That motion was actually removed. And then it seems to me that then they developed this Spanish language task force, let's say, initiative, which, as we can see, hasn't done much work, right? There has been no analysis. There has been no anything developed. They have not done any calls to the community. They have not done any forums. Nothing, right? So that's the point that we are at right now. We do not have actually a motion or a new motion or a motion to re-implement, you know, the motion that was removed before. The only thing we have, as I can recall, and if someone, you know, has more information, can kind of correct me. The only thing we have is a mandate from the National Board to develop the task force, the Spanish language task force. Now, reading what was said, I think, by one of the PMB members, seems like some people are expressing that it's not only for Spanish, that it has to be for all languages that possibly could be accommodated at the programming throughout the network, right? So that one, I was not part of the task force, you know, motion, because I wasn't at the National Board when they did it. But I've been really involved in, you know, the Spanish language programming motions and task force and all that stuff. So that's where we are at. As you know, I can recall, and if someone else has more information, then is welcome, you know.
Part of information.
Yes.
Rodrigo, can you tell us specifically what would the task force charged to do? What specifically were they charged to do?
Well, the task force is supposed to do, because one of the arguments precisely, you know, of those who did not vote for it, was that we haven't done any study of the impact of the new of such programming. So the task force was supposed to do like an analysis of each radio signal, you know, like, you know, okay, how many, what is the population that, let's say, Texas is serving, right? And we go by the population or the percentage of the population, and then we see, okay, what are the needs in terms of information, of programming. So they have to see if the programming that's going to be developed is going to impact the population as per required by the bylaws, right? Because you remember, the bylaws is very clear that we have to serve, you know, the people that where our radio station has the signal at, right? So that's part of the mandates by the bylaws, right? So we have to do that study basically at each radio station. Yes.
Has any of that been done yet?
No, not that I can remember. Nothing.
Okay. Now, what do we need? Do we need to develop some instruments so we can do that study, or what do we need to do?
Yeah, basically. Well, let me tell you. If I can answer, I did do that study for all radio stations in 2011, and I sent it, and also I did send also the way to implement it. There was only suggestions. It wasn't not directing to do it, but you know the way that it could work best way. I am a programmer for many, many years, and we know a little bit about that. But it seems like it's only one study that we have done, right? That's the one that I did. Now, we do have to do it as a task force or as a programming committee, in order just to make sure that, you know, somehow to comply with the process, right? But more than that, we have to kind of get together with those programmers or organizations or groups, community groups, that are willing to start doing the work. Means that, you know, it's not only we as a PMB or a task force that we have to do the study, but we have to talk to them, approach them, you know, and see what are the needs, and then bring it with the task force and craft basically an initiative that is feasible to implement.
Okay, I have one other question.
Yes.
You said that there is a task force. Do you have the names of those people?
I did send it to, lastly, I mean, I did it lately, but I did send that, you know, the
So, yeah, there is a task force, yes.
Okay.
There is a task force. There was a task force, I think, you know. I sent a, I mean, Irene was, you know, actually calling my attention. You know, I haven't done it. I should have done it before, but I did send it.
Okay.
You know, a few days ago they called, but, you know, I think I don't have many answers yet.
Okay.
Rodrigo, this is Eric. I have a point of information or a question,
yes,
if I might. Is the task force, is a prerequisite to join the task force, is that someone is Spanish-speaking? I know it's a dumb question, but I needed to ask anyway.
Is that what? Sorry, no, I didn't.
Is a prerequisite for serving on the task force is that someone is fluent in Spanish?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. It's just a matter of, because that would be basically kind of exclusion. I mean, everyone is welcome, you know, because pretty much, you know, our language that we use to deal with is in English, but you do have to have, you know, certain capacity, basically, in terms of, you know, doing the work, right? We must do some work. You know? But, no, it's not a requirement, of course. Is there any other questions about it?
Yeah, how do we put some fire under the task force and get them to start working on it again? What has to happen?
Well, the first step was taken through the, you know, initiative of Syria,
right.
Basically, and I don't want to say, you know, that I had to do more in that sense. So the first thing is that my suggestion would be this one, okay? The task force somehow is also weighing on in terms of what we do. So if among us, you know, do have the capacity to start doing, you know, let's say, at least a study as each radio station in terms of demographics, that will help a lot. I can help to put together numbers, you know, and everything. Let's say I need to know, okay, how many people are in which, you know, which are the different expressions that are in Washington. Let's say, when I was there, I knew Washington had like 19%, you know, I think in some cities, you know, 19%, you know, Spanish-speaking population. Texas was way much more. New York was a lot of people too. So for those things, we have to have certain numbers, some clear numbers now.
So we're saying that we need somebody now to start to do that study in all of the broadcast areas? Okay. Mm-hmm. In other words, to complete it? Because you said it was not completed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, am I correct?
Yeah, actually, no. It wasn't, the one that I did, it was, you know, let's say, it was complete in terms of what I thought it was the correct things to do. But it was only the study. It was not any work outside. It was not like a field work, right?
I
was just studying, you know, some percentages and everything, and then, but we never started doing the actual field work. That's something else. So we have to do two things, basically. One is, you know, the theory, which is basically, you know, put together the percentages, number, expressions, that are there, ratios, you know, cultures and stuff. The other one is the practical, the one that we have to do the call or have, you know, let's say, if we're going to implement such motion, you know, that, or at least we're going to start doing it, then we have to have, you know, also involved at each radio station, we have to have, you know, involved the local programming committees as well as the PD, the program directors, because they will, after all, do the evaluation, right? And it has to, I mean, it's
okay.
A lot of work, you know. So first thing, my suggestion would be that at each radio station, we start at least developing a certain study of the demographics that we have, you know, and that we are covering, you know, as radio stations.
Perfect. Okay, if we recruit somebody in, say, in D.C., who should they talk to? You?
Uh-huh.
Okay. and you would give them the materials they need to conduct a study in our broadcast area?
Well, I think that everyone can get their own stuff. I mean, I can help, you know, of course, as much as I can now. What I'm going to need is basically also to know who are really interested in working, because that's one of the things, you know, that I do need to know. I've been through a lot of meetings and where
yeah.
we talk about these issues, and, you know, nothing gets done. So I do need to know, like, let's say from this committee, besides, you know, the task force, who is willing to do some work, right? And what kind of work we can do. And then, you know, I can start, like, putting pieces together. That's no problem.
Eric to the stack. Eric to the stack.
Yes, Eric.
I just have one more, Eric.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I need, in other words, say I want to help, and I need to be able to, when I talk to people in D.C., I need to be able to tell them who to contact and tell them what do we want them to do, you know, in terms of step one, step two, step three. I need to be able to do that. Who would they talk to?
They can talk to me. I mean, let's say if you can approach, you know, let's say whoever is working as now on the programming, on the Spanish language programming or bilingual programming, Chicanos or Caribbeans, you know, and then they need more information and how to work, you know, how to develop, you know. So I'm more than happy to help anybody at any level that I can. Okay. So
very good. Yeah. Good. So, it's okay for us to give them your email?
Oh, yeah, certainly, yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Sorry. Of course.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to suggest, I think I heard Rodrigo come up with a figure in the D.C. area of 19%. If I'm not mistaken, that's what I heard. I can virtually assure you, I mean, just even in terms of where I live, the numbers of people who are going to be counted, or and if we try to calibrate or to determine who falls in the numbers, it's going to be drastically underestimated. A lot of people are not actively involved in being what I would call inclusive, and I can assure you the number 19% is a very low estimate. It's probably closer to a third here. I mean, just looking at the local high school populations. So I know it far exceeds the number we have. So, I mean, I'm in full agreement. I would like to also assist in this effort. I think it's safe to say, I mean, just from what I can see on my own, the numbers that we would get in terms of the population are going to be vastly underestimated. So, I mean, that's just real. That's a fact. I mean, this area I am, the city, I mean, if you just were around here, the city is virtually, I mean, it's got a mega population of people who are descendants or who have immigrated from Central and South America. So, I mean, whatever figure we come up with, it's going to be well under what's actually here.
Yes. Okay. And, yeah, I do agree, because a lot of people are in the shadows, as you know. And I think Pacific also can take the lead in terms of the different media outlets to provide, you know, the voice or the ears to millions of people actually that are around the country that are not listening to it. You know, so it caught my attention when I was in Washington in 2011 that I was reading some matters, you know, were actually going to the federal and doing, you know, like marches and everything. And I asked, you know, okay, how much WPFW cover of this was nothing. It was nothing. It was not covered, you know. So matters whose sons were taken away, and they were going to the federal building, and they was not covered. So
So, but that's just a little example of the things that we are missing. I think if we can kind of capitalize to, that's really important in terms of economics, you know, that we have to see it. It's not only the social world that, you know, we are actually obligated to do, but also has to do with economics, because if you can see, KPFK is not doing too bad, right? We do try to kind of, you know, provide with, and I think it's working good. It does help, and actually does help a lot. I mean, you have experience, you know, with the people that you know who speak only Spanish or who do speak both. But it does help to understand each other a lot more, to do the understanding between races, let's say that is, and our bylaws, it's way easier to be given when you start working with the different communities, but working together. And then in terms of economics, you know, we can, you know, approach these communities that do have, you know, also the means to provide, you know, good donations, not as big as some in the English-speaking communities, but much more sometimes in numbers, right? We have seen it. Let me give you an example. In KPFK, sometimes we get, you know, during the Spanish language programming, I don't know, 28 calls. And, you know, it's only 1,600, you know, 1,700, sometimes 2,000, right? But during the English, you get the same amount with five calls. Right? Five calls, six calls, you get like $1,600, you know, $2,000. But what's the difference? The difference is that you're getting 28 new members of a community that is growing exponentially. I mean, growing in big numbers. You know, having, you know, I mean, it is, you know, the families are bigger, right? And that are going nowhere. You know, the community is going to remain here. It's going to populate a lot more people. So now, with the implementation of these few hours, we are talking only probably about 2% of the programming. We have, you know, basically 24 hours, and we have almost 1 hour or 2 hours, sometimes, you know, 5 hours of the Spanish language programming. It's very little. So we provide more, and we do a good, you know, let's say outreach. We do a good, you know, advertising and cover news and everything. I can assure you, it's gonna be a lot of help for the foundation, for Pacifica. You know, that's part of what I expose in the document that I wrote, and I'm gonna send it to you so you can read it and give me your input, and also send me whatever studies you can do in your own signal areas, and then we can put all the puzzles together if it is okay with you.
Okay, let me repeat so that I understand. You're going to send us the initial information to mm-hmm. introduce us to what the task force is supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
we will then identify someone in our broadcast area to help with that. And we will have them to contact you for so you can help them to get started.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep,
I just want to make sure you understand, because we will start to work on that area. You're going to work with me, right?
Yes.
Work on getting something started in our neighborhood so that we can find out exactly what our status are there, okay?
Exactly.
Okay, sounds good.
Benito to the stack.
Benito, yes.
I was, in listening to the conversation, it occurs to me that we shouldn't be trying to reinvent the wheel. My understanding is that, number one, Rodrigo has a list of the folks that signed up as volunteers for the task force in each local area, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And each of us has a LSB programming committee. So it would seem to me that the first step needs to be for those of us, for instance, PFW, and the same thing for all the other stations, to bring this issue to our local programming committee and ask them to take on some kind of startup type of task, if nothing else. And if nothing else, it's a whole lot easier for us, the programming committee, to contact whoever it is that signed up for that task force from the PFW area, you know, and get and to ask them, okay, so a year done passed by, we had a million problems, but we're trying to get this thing started now. Are you still interested? And, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Eric to the stack, if I may, once again. Rodrigo.
So that's just an informal proposal. If we can have a little bit of discussion, I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, Benito, you just want to make a motion.
No, go ahead.
No, this is my understanding. This has been mandated by Pacifica National. It's not something we would go and ask our local programming committee to undertake. We wouldn't. We wouldn't be requesting them. I mean, it's basically been mandated. It's just a matter of what date it would begin. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. So, I mean,
fine.
Our local committee is more or less dealing with political issues, as you might be aware of, that are they're not associated right now with content. It's just issues affecting primarily what I would call programmers. But it's not a matter of asking them to get involved. It's a matter of it happening, and I'm not sure that. I mean, I know for a fact they're not a vehicle for this to happen. This is where we are, so it's virtually going to have to come from the program director.
Benito, if I can respond at some point.
Go ahead. This is Jim. Okay? Will you finish, Eric?
Yes, I am, Jim. I'm sorry.
I understand what you're saying, Eric, but I also understand what Benito is saying. In order to get anything done, we have to start from somewhere. And according to Rodrigo, yes, he had all that information that was collected before. And there's somebody in our neighborhood or in our broadcast area who was on that task force. So if he were to send us that information, I think we can, through our program committee, find out who those people are, and somebody on our committee, because we have some good people on that committee who would find out who those people are and find out exactly what they've done, what haven't done, and then start something moving right then. In other words, it's been mandated that it be done, but who's doing it?
Yeah. That's fine.
Adriana for the start.
Yeah, whatever works, I'm in favor of. So, okay, yeah. We're good.
Adriana was next.
Okay, I just heard Serene, and I hope that I think that she will explain better than me all that it means, because I think that we are confusing some things, and I hope that Serene may start what you asked the floor for to explain the difference and what that means.
Well, now you've given me something to live up to. So my understanding is that when
I'm sure it was unconscious.
when we met in D.C. in February and created a Spanish language task force, and regardless of what anybody is saying, the motion on which we voted was a motion for a Spanish language task force, not a, quote, second language or whatever is being pushed. There was discussion of other languages, but that is not what we voted on. So that's fine. The agreement was to create a Spanish language task force, and we agreed that the task force would operate in the same way that affiliates task force operates, which is to say that people can apply for, if you will, people can indicate their interest through their LSBs. And a number of names came through the DC LSB, and some from New York and so on and so forth. And I know that earlier, I think it was earlier this week, Rodrigo wrote to people about trying to find a common day when they could meet. So I don't think that it's really necessary for anyone to, I mean, anyone from the programming committee could obviously just join the task force. It makes sense. But there, I don't think there's really any need for people to actively, you know, push others. You can get the list of names, and if you want to call people, you can, but I don't think we need necessarily an organized campaign to get people to be involved.
Hello, Janet Coleman is on the call.
Rodrigo already has the names. So that would be, you know, one way of addressing that. And I still think it would be very useful if people had the actual documents and motions in hand so everyone was clear. We don't all, you know, process information the same way. Some folks need to read it, some folks need to hear it, some need both. So it would be good to have those documents available to people.
Okay. Okay. It's, who was on the side? Thanks.
Adriana?
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. What I want to add is I get a little confused because I don't understand. I think that the PMB and the Pacifica Foundation have a very clear definition of all the committees and the committees' work. I understand that programming, the Hispanic language is part of programming. I don't say that it is not. What I'm saying, like Serene said before, we select some people that we are interested in be part of the task force, the Spanish language task force. And we have the names, and we have the people. Obviously, other people can join because it's a task force. But we already have the people that want to be part of this task force. And the only thing that we need is somebody to start convening, calling those members, sending emails, maybe not calling, but sending emails to those members that already joined the task, the Spanish language task force, and convene a meeting and starting from there. What I think that we are duplicating the jobs is the program committee is trying to make other, in this case, a task force to start their jobs. That is the part that I don't understand. I think that program committee have enough in their plate to start trying to define and put together a task force that is already mandated by the PMB and elected with members that joined that task force. And the only thing that needs to be is start the convening of that task force. That's all that we need. And from there, I'm part of the Spanish language task force. And I never was called to be part of any meeting. I mean, we need to select somebody that will convene that task force, like Mr. Jim Brown was the convener of the program committee, right? I think that that is the right process, because if we don't follow those processes, we start mixing up, and every committee mixing with other committees, and that's the way that we don't do our own jobs, and we start intervening in somebody else's. That's what I don't understand. I understand what Rodrigo is saying, and I understand totally that was obviously before my time, but was already a motion to implement the Spanish language programming. But that belongs to the Spanish language task force. I don't understand why we are trying the program committee to do that job. Thank you.
Let me clarify something. Okay. So maybe what's misunderstanding how you're thinking? Okay. Remember, the PMB has, of course, you know, we as a programming committee of the PMB, we are the ones that are going to bring the motion to the national board, the PMB, right? So somehow we do have to have some involvement in the development or, you know, at least participation. And some members of us have to be there because we, see, this is what we don't want to, is that, you know, this task force, they set apart. And then, you know, we have all these discussions, you know, like, I don't know, months or many times. And then at the end, you know, we have to bring it to the programming committee at the PMB, and then we have to have another discussion among us at the programming committee at the PMB, and then another discussion when we present it to the PMB in the assembly of the PMB. So what we're trying to do here is kind of short, you know, the way to do things, you know, instead of, because we know at the pace of how we do things at Pacifica. I mean, the pace is really slow, right? Sometimes we don't even get anything done. You know, therefore, in 2011, we just approved the motion, and it was sent. It was supposed to be implemented. So the process, not the programming, but the process. And the process was really kind of simple. It was the outcome of the, you know, management or PD at each radio station, to the community organizations, to the programmers, to whoever wanted to do some pilot and present it to the radio station. I mean, we even developed, you know, some programming for children, let's say, you know, so which we don't have, right? I'm talking about generations that to come. Well, you have millions of children that can start doing things, you know, and they are willing to do it. But it was never implemented. Now, when they turned down that motion in 2012, at the PMB, developed this task force that was supposed to do the study. But, I mean, frankly, for me, if you ask me, I think just an excuse, you know, to kind of get away of not doing anything. Because they never met, they never developed anything, but they haven't done anything. So the task force that was supposed to do the work, at the end, didn't do anything, right? So that's where we are now discussing this issue again, Benito.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I'm not trying to, or I wasn't trying to suggest that we, you know, get the programming committee at each of the stations intimately involved in this process. Like, I don't remember who said it, but each of these, Eric maybe, said that each of these programming committees have their plates full too. However, yeah, if someone is a member of the PMB programming committee, more than likely they probably a member of the their LSB programming committee, and they can probably get a little bit of help from somebody, one or two people on that local programming committee to assist make. I would suggest phone calls, be it phone calls, emails, whatever the hell it is. The point is, Rodrigo can't call every single person on the task force. And even if he could, the folks don't know him. But they might know Eric. They might know Jim Brown. They might know Vanessa, and they might know Benito, and the same thing applies to each of the other stations. And folks are more likely to respond to somebody they know. So all I'm trying to suggest is that members of the PMB programming committee at their station use whatever means to jumpstart the process. Whatever form it takes, that's what form it takes. And the form it takes in one station might be different than in another station. But I'm just trying to suggest, let's just, like Rodrigo has said it 1,000 times, all we do is talk. Let's get off the talk and actually do some action. Let's do some.
Yes, you're right, Benito. Someone else?
Adriana?
Adriana, yes.
Yes.
No, no, no. Whenever I want to listen to other people, but I want to say something about that too. I ask for the floor whenever it's my turn.
Yeah, I have a quick point of information.
Can
we develop a timeline, or is there one already in place?
It's 7:14 right now, so you want to start the discussion about what?
No, I'm in a deadline by which to have this process completed. What I meant by time. A date, I should have said a date. A calendar date.
Yeah, okay. Anyone wants to, talk about it, about timing?
Serene with a...
Go ahead, Serene. Jump around to the stack when you get a chance.
Yeah, and Benito.
Serene, Jim, and Benito.
Okay. Okay, so I'd volunteer Adriana to help convene the task force. I know Benito is having email trouble right now. I'll send Adriana the list. I'll forward her the list, and she can help convene the task force at a time that's good for Rodrigo. And I ask that the task force create its own timeline for the work. That's it.
Are you ready?
That's a suggestion, basically, right? Now, or Jim?
No, that was what I'm sorry. That was what I was going to suggest. The same thing that Serene. I just second what Serene just suggested.
Okay. Any discussion about it? Adriana was Benito too, but go ahead, Adriana.
Go Benito if you want, and then
I think Jim is next, and then Benito, and then Adriana.
Okay.
Jim?
Yeah. All I was going to do was to make the same suggestion that Serene made, and I wanted to. It doesn't have to be Adriana, but somebody who can actually pull them together, and then they will make the task force itself should determine what their schedule of completion should be.
Right.
Okay. Benito?
Well, I would agree with what Jim said, but I'm sort of out of order. I'm looking at the time. It's 10:17. And I don't want 7:30. I mean, 10:07. What am I talking about? 10:18 D.C. time. I guess that's 7:18 California time. I don't want the half hour to come, and we run out of time. So whenever it's appropriate, I would like to make a motion that we extend 30 minutes.
Point of something. I mean, it's a point of order, but I don't want to make it a formal point of order. We didn't set an end time for the meeting, so it does not end at 10:30.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
We didn't approve an end time.
Okay.
But I do think we should try to move into the other issue that we agreed to discuss tonight.
So. Yes. So can we start wrapping up? Basically it seems like everyone is kind of like in agreement that the task force has to kind of set up the deadline or the timing and then bring it to the programming committee, or how is that supposed to work? And Adriana, you were mentioned as a convener too. Is that something you can do?
Yeah. What I want to say is that I'm still do not understanding. It's like finance will ask governance to decide what to do with their committee. What I'm saying, a task force is an independent. It's a little lesser than the committee. That means that doesn't require that the people part of that task force need to be voted on. It's more on the voluntary basis, but it's an independent group from the programming. That is what I was trying to explain from before.
I mean, I really appreciate, and I think that a bunch of people that care about programming will care about the Spanish Language Task Force, but have nothing to do with the programming committee deciding anything for the task force. I don't have any problem convening or trying to convene the task force. But what I'm saying has nothing to do with this committee. Doesn't need to come back to this committee. I don't know if I don't know why I cannot really explain myself better, but it's two different entities.
I'd like to address that.
Thank you.
Was that, was, is anyone else in the stack that I haven't mentioned? No, then go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So, Adriana, what I understand you to be saying is that while the Spanish Language Programming Task Force, because its programming is related to the Programming Committee, it is not subject to the Programming Committee and can report and should perhaps report directly to the PNB so that we don't really need to get involved in it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. What I said is the task force, like any other committee or subcommittee of the PMB or a task force of the PMB, is being mandated by the PMB and report to the PMB. And sometimes the same people are in different, all the people from programming can be part of the task force. What I don't think that is appropriate is to, for the task force came to the program committee and from the program committee to the PMB is duplicating the jobs of two different entities. That's what I'm trying to say. All of us can be part of, could be part of the task force, but have nothing to do with coming back to the program committee and reporting to the program committee.
Okay, so if anyone on the staff is there any answer to it, I would like to answer too, you know, one, but if anyone else who wants to talk about it?
Yes, Eric to the stack.
Benito as well.
Okay, so after Benito, I'll go, but, you know, Eric, Benito. And
no, but Rodrigo hasn't spoken, you know.
I thought that was Rodrigo that was speaking.
Right, that's what, but I'm saying Rodrigo, why don't you speak first, you know?
Well, one thing is that basically what I want to say is kind of reiterate something that we have to have clear. When we started this meeting, we are, okay, which is the agenda that we have? We barely had any agenda issues, as we can remember. It was only the Spanish language and then, you know, the programming council. So we only had basically two issues that we had to talk today. So it's not like we have a lot of stuff to deal with. Now, but anyway, when we have to present any initiative or any motion to the PMB, it's going to have to be by one of the members of the programming committee, one of the members of the national board.
No!
Yeah, because the task force, let's say, if someone belongs to a local station board and belongs to this task force, he or she cannot come to the PMB and, you know, bring the motion. He has to be brought to the PMB by a member of the PMB. So
yeah.
It's good to have, you know, involvement on it, you know, and of course, you know, it does help too. One thing that we are asking right now is that as part of our responsibilities of being part of the programming committees at the PMB is to study our demographic, the area that we are serving at. And then how many of us are taking seriously that role? If I am in the programming committee, what is my role in the national board? Well, to study the programming that we are doing and if it is serving to the communities that we are supposed to serve. That's even natural. It's given right there in the bylaws. Now that what, you know, the programming committee has to do, make sure that the decisions of programming are fair, collaborative, you know, and they are like, you know, the local station board programming committees take part too. It's there in the bylaws.
So that's what I'm saying. We do have to take part, you know. I mean, that's my understanding of the bylaws, you know. But now go ahead, Eric, and then Benito, you know.
No, Robert, you've just answered the question in terms of what I was going to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Benito. No, I agree with Rodrigo. Adriana, I understand what Adriana is saying. And I do think that those are two totally separate tasks. However, in the end, this task force was created by the PMB. And the programming committee is a function of the PMB. And the programming committee, I think, has a mandate to make this thing happen. And so the way to make it happen is by, first of all, creating these task forces at each station. So I think that in the end, although they are entities that are separate from both the PMB programming committee as well as the various LSB programming committees, still, nonetheless, at the end of the day, these task forces are going to report to this PMB programming committee. And this PMB programming committee is going to put together I would think that although each station will find a different solution, in the end, the PMB programming committee has to render some kind of report to the PMB, and is going to ask the PMB, is going to develop a motion for the PMB to pass to get the ED or IED to implement. And so we have to go through the recommendations of these task forces, you know, get reflected in this body here, and then we develop a motion to get the ED or to implement, which means that then the ED has to tell these GMs, get up off your ass and make this thing happen.
Language, sorry.
Excuse my language, but y'all know what I mean.
That's correct. Yeah, that's what I think. So is there any way we can move if you want to any initiative? You know, right now I think there seems to be, in general, the agreement that task force has to convene. Now the suggestion of Benito is that, yes, I think that's part of the work that we can do, is at each radio station, you know, make sure that at least we have some people that can now participate. I mean, totally in agreement with Benito, and when, you know, he's saying that, you know, I don't know the people in Texas, but Adriana knows the people in Texas, or WVI is known, people is known by Serene, and they know Serene, you know, and so forth. So if we can approach these people, maybe some programmers, some people want to join them, then that will be a lot of help, because, I mean, if I try to do it, then forget it. Then I will pay attention to me. Like, who's this guy, you know? So
may I answer to that?
If we can do that, then that will be a lot of help, you know, too.
May I answer to that?